This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. AFBF has formally endorsed the nomination of Scott Pruitt as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. AFBF President Zippy Duvall called Pruitt, or Oklahoma's Attorney General, an ideal nominee who has profound respect for the laws written by Congress. Duvall conveyed that endorsement in a letter to Senate Environment and Public Works Committee Chairman John Barrasso of Wyoming and Ranking Member Tom Carper of Delaware. In the letter, Duvall cited Pruitt's contesting of the EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule when he defended the bipartisan view of Congress that the agency has illegally overstepped its bounds and ignored the U.S. Supreme Court. The letter also preferenced Pruitt's work to defend Congress regarding the Clean Power Plan and cap-and-trade provisions, in which the nominee soundly took the view that Congress has not authorized the sweeping attempt by EPA to coerce action by the states. The Environmental Protection Agency has moved ahead with the January 1 start date of its Worker Protection Safety Rule, despite a request for a delay from AFBF and the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. According to the joint petition from AFBF and NASDA to EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy, the WPS rule was issued in violation of federal law. The proposal, Farm Bureau and NASDA told McCarthy on December 21, fails to advance the purpose of furthering the safety of farm workers. The rule's rapidly approaching implementation also posed a serious problem for administration of the rule's requirements by state departments of agriculture, as well as farmers and ranchers who must comply with its terms. Pork producers are expected to bring more hogs to market this year compared to 2016. More market-ready hogs expected to emerge in 2017 means a negative outlook for farm prices. Caitlin McCulloch, an AFBF economist, explained the forecast from the Agriculture Department's latest quarterly hogs and pigs report. She says in the shorter term, we're probably going to see lower prices year over year in the first and second quarter, and that's where the most dramatic change is going to be year over year, but it's still probably going to be higher than the prices we saw in the fourth quarter. The Illinois Department of Agriculture has announced seven cities will host certified livestock manager training workshops. The workshops provide Illinois livestock producers the manure management training they need to meet the requirements of the state's Livestock Management Facilities Act. The workshops will be held throughout the state beginning January 31st in Springfield and conclude on February 23rd in Springfield. Workshops are also scheduled to be held in Bloomington, Effingham, Breeze, Galesburg, Freeport, and Sycamore. Because the livestock industry plays an integral role in Illinois' ag economy, the Livestock Management Facilities Act and Certified Livestock Manager Training Workshops are designed to ensure Illinois farmers have the opportunity to succeed in a rapidly changing livestock industry while safeguarding the environment and surrounding communities. The Livestock Management Facilities Act requires facilities with 300 or more animal units to have at least one employee certified in proper manure handling procedures. Facilities with 300 to 999 animal units, the employee either must attend a workshop or pass the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Certified Livestock Manager exam. Employee of facilities with more than 1,000 or more units must do both to achieve certification. To register for a workshop, call the University of Illinois Extension at 217-244-9687 or go online to www.livestocktraining.com/register. The cost is $35. If more than one employee from the same farm signs up, each registration after the first will cost $25. The workshops will use the instructional manual for the National Livestock and Poultry Environmental Stewardship Curriculum, which can be purchased at the time of registration for $67.50, including shipping and handling. The manual can also be purchased on compact disc for $32.50. The curriculum is available for free online at the Extension's livestock training website. Please note, If you have a manual or CD from 2003 or newer, you will not need to purchase a new one. Employees also have the option of taking 5 online quizzes. Passing them is the equivalent of having attended a workshop, but does not substitute for passing the Certified Livestock Manager exam. There is no charge to take the quiz online other than the cost of the manual. To register for the online program auction, go to web.extension.illinois.edu/LFMM/CLMT/. Any questions relating to the online program can be directed to Professor Richard Gates at 217-244-2791. On the day of the workshop, registration will open at 8:30 a.m. with the training program starting promptly at 9 a.m. The closest workshop dates and locations are January 31st at the Illinois Pork Expo at the Prairie Capital Convention Center in Springfield. The next opportunity would be February 23rd at the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering 1 $1,500, 1 $1,000, and 7 $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2017-2018 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarship in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university or trade school, and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 24th. Any questions can be directed to 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.